Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd Today. Here's Brad Shepherd.
Well, thank you very much. Great to be back with you. And our good friend Mark Auerbach will join us a little bit later in the program with his ArtsBeat report. Well, it's flapjack time again. Yeah, the spirit of Springfield relying on the support of so very many to present the world's largest pancake breakfast, from the volunteers to the entertainers and to all the products and services that are donated. Now, it's all going to get plated up on Saturday the 13th of May from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. on Main Street from State Street to Bridge Street. And, well, there's going to be a whole lot to do. You'll see sampling of some of Dunkin's tasty treats as well. Big day. Tell you more about it as the time draws nearer. Well, kudos from the mayor to the men in blue for their efforts in investigating another incident of illegal dumping. March 29, members of the city of Springfield's Clean City Initiative noticed the dumping of items in a wooded area on Moxon Street, a known hotspot of illegal dumping activity. Clean City notified Springfield PD, and the officers began their investigation after reviewing footage from surveillance cameras in the area. The officers discovered a female later identified as Springfield resident Jessica, we'll call her just Jessica, and a group of seven unknown males emptying out household furniture and other items from a rented U-Haul box truck. Jessica was issued an ordinance violation and a criminal complaint filed for illegal dumping. My advice, just don't do it. You know, everybody's watching. Dr. Robert E. Johnson has been announced as the honorary chair of the 2023 Spirit of Springfield City of Bright Nights Ball and Western New England University as its sponsor. Well, the theme for the November 11 gala is Gilded Glamour, and the invitation designed by Rebecca Coderre will be dripping with gold accents, as will the area ballroom at MGM Springfield. There will be gold candelabras flowing with flowers on every table. The invitation, the decor, and menu will be presented at the announcement by City of Bright Nights Ball Committee members Josephine Sarnelli, CPA Matthew Flatto, Flowers, and Chris Smigel, MGM Springfield. Chief Development Officer Tim Sheehan joined with Anton Melchionda, founder of Onyx Partners Limited, to announce their collaborative plans to provide continued assistance to the current local small business tenants at the Eastfield Mall as the property plans to transform into a state-of-the-art central mixed-use commercial and retail hub. With the mall expected to close in July of this year, Onyx Partners is committed to providing rent, assistance, support by foregoing the collection of all rent and utility costs until the mall officially closes. So this rent assistance support, which is in excess of $500,000, will allow the small local business tenants to remain open and operational without rent or utilities until the mall closes. Pioneer Valley Conference for Women will host its second annual event on May 4 at the Marriott in downtown Springfield, and leading the speaker lineup is local award-winning keynote Paulette Pinero, social entrepreneur, writer, and leadership coach, and Yvonne Williams, author of Tested Faith and It's All About the Shoes. And each will provide a keynote address to an expected audience of 300-plus attendees. Now, as part of their second year, the organization is announcing the first recipient of the She's Local Pioneer Valley Goddess Award, given in recognition of a local Pioneer Valley woman. And this year's recipient is Dr. Latoya Bosworth, also known as Dr. Boz. The Pioneer Valley Conference for Women is affordable for as many women as possible, with a ticket price of $52, which includes breakfast, lunch, swag bag, and afternoon celebration with a female DJ, complimentary wine hors d'oeuvres following the full-day conference. Quick note from the mayor's office, Mayor Sarno congratulating Springfield's own and national award-winning recording artist, Michelle Brooks Thompson, on being asked by the Boston Athletic Association to sing our national anthem at the start line of the 127th Boston Marathon, Monday the 17th. Wonderful. Dakin Humane Society's will Run for Cookies 5K Run, 2K Walk, set to take place Sunday, May 7 at Westfield Stanley Park. And this is the event's second year with proceeds from the race to support the programs and services at Dakin that help keep people and pets together. Last year, 225 people participated. Dogs on non-retractable leashes are encouraged to accompany participants, and at the end of the course, people and dogs will be given a cookie. Online registrations are being accepted right on now through May 6, but participants can register on site May 7, 9 a.m. Race gets underway at 10:30 a.m. Well, over at the Springfield Museums, they're presenting Make Your Mark April School Vacation Week. Special, facilitated, and independent programming, April 17 through the 21st. Free with museum admission. Inspired by current exhibit, Nelson Stevens Color Wrapping. The school vacation week activities explore themes of creativity and community art with hands-on facilitated activities. Speaking of which, Monday, April 17, 11 to 3 p.m., Watershed Table. Join our friends from Fish and Wildlife to learn about how water impacts the local geology. Also on Monday the 17th, I Descubra with the National Museum of the American Latino, brought to you by the Smithsonian, meet a scientist and participate in four hands-on STEAM activities based on the work of the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office and the visiting scientist. Now, our ArtsBeat reporter, Mark Auerbach, joins us for this look at the region's live entertainment. Mark?
Madness and Mystery. Maestro Tian Heng leads the Springfield Symphony Orchestra in a program with music by Britten, Rachmaninoff, and Elgar on April 15th. Jian Sun is guest soloist on Rachmaninoff's Piano Concerto No. 2. Ing is the music director of the Pioneer Valley Symphony, Boston Opera Collaborative, and the Victory Players and White Snake Project. In addition, he teaches at Mount Holyoke College as Director of Orchestral Studies. For details, springfieldsymphony.org. The Winter's Tale brings Shakespeare back to Hartford stage April 13th through May 7th. The production marks Artistic Director Amelia Bensusan's first time directing Shakespeare in Hartford. In The Winter's Tale, King Leontes, his pregnant wife, Hermione, and their young son seem like the perfect royal family until he's consumed by the fear that his wife has been unfaithful. In a fit of tyrannical rage, he makes dire accusations that destroy all that is precious to him. For details, hartfordstage.org. Buddy. The Buddy Holly story, the Alan James musical, has always been a hit at the Majestic in West Springfield. So the theater revives the musical as the finale to its 25th season, April 13th through May 28th. Featuring an all-new cast, this timeless story of rock and roll, love and heartbreak will get audiences out of their seats and dancing in the aisles. The musical tells the story of Buddy Holly's dazzling rise to fame and his lasting legacy, the music left on the world. Danny Eaton directs. Mitch Shakur is music director, and the cast includes Pioneer Valley Radio's Brad Shepard. For details, MajesticTheater.com. The UMass Amherst Symphony Orchestra, led by Mohiko Nakahara, performs April 12th at the Fine Arts Center. The concert features winners of the UMass Department of Music and Dance's concerto competition in a program that features music by Prokofiev, Creston, Tchaikovsky, and Brahms. For details, fineartcenter.com. To Paris with Love, Opera in the City of Light, opens the Berkshire Opera Festival season, April 16th at St. James Place in Great Barrington. Paris has inspired more artists to loftier heights of creativity than perhaps any other city. From Puccini to Massenet to Strauss, several of the world's greatest composers set their most memorable operas of the City of Light. For details, BerkshireOperaFestival.org. Ghost Ensemble premieres Rewild April 16th at the Zanson Recital Hall at UMass Amherst. The program includes the world premiere of ensemble director and Amherst local Ben Richter's Rewild, alongside recent works by ensemble oboist Guy McClay. And last, Mark H. Dold has been nominated for an Elliot Norton Award for his performance in The Inheritance. The award honors outstanding achievements on the Boston theater scene. Dold is an associate artist at Barrington Stage, where he's recently appeared in Waiting for Godot, Harry Clark, The Glass Menagerie, and more. He returns to Pittsfield this summer in Faith Healer. For details, ElliotNortonAwards.com. And for Pioneer Valley Radio, I'm Mark Auerbach.
Thank you, Mark. Law enforcement professionals looking to further their education can now get a Master of Science degree in criminal justice through American International College. And this fully online program is designed to appeal to criminal justice professionals looking to enhance their skills and credentials, as well as provide the next step for students completing their undergraduate degrees at AIC. The program now accepting students for the summer 2023 semester, which will start up on Monday, May 22. Program offering students four possible specializations: social justice and public policy, victim studies, executive leadership, homeland security, and intelligence studies. Now, these specializations will allow students to focus on an area of interest unique to their career goals. My friends, thank you very much for being with us for this particular program. And, of course, always good thanks to our friend Mark Auerbach. And I look forward to having you with us for our next program right here on Pioneer Valley Radio. I'm Brad Shepherd, and we'll talk again.
The proceeding was a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2023.
All rights reserved.